From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Five U.S. states hold presidential primary elections Tuesday. Voters in Connecticut, Delaware, Maryland, Pennsylvania, and Rhode Island are expected to give a majority of convention delegates to frontrunners Donald Trump, a Republican, and Hillary Clinton, a Democrat. Trump got good news Tuesday when the NBC News Survey Monkey poll released figures that indicate he has 50% support from Republican voters. South Sudanese rebel leader Riek Machar returned to the capital Thursday and took the oath as the country's top vice president. Machar's arrival raises hope that the government and rebels will implement a peace agreement signed last year. South Sudan has gone through 30 months of civil war. Tuesday marks the 30th anniversary of the Chernobyl nuclear accident, in which an explosion at a power plant near the town contaminated a wide area with radiation. During the catastrophe, two people died immediately, while 29 more died within weeks. It is estimated thousands more have died from cancers and other illnesses in the ensuing years due to radiation. More than 200 tons of uranium are still inside the reactor site, fueling fears that new radiation leaks could occur in the area. U.S. President Barack Obama says the U.S. is taking defensive measures to counter low-level threats from North Korea. Mr. Obama told a CBS television interviewer that the U.S. is setting up a shield that can block the relatively low-level threats the North now poses. Earlier Tuesday, South Korea's news agency reported North Korea is preparing the launch of a new mid-range missile capable of reaching U.S. military installations in the Pacific. This is VOA News. An Al-Qaeda-affiliated group has claimed responsibility for the killing of a Bangladeshi gay rights activist and his friend. Ansar al-Islam said on Twitter that it killed Shulhaz Manan and Taneh Mojumdar Monday because they were the pioneers of practicing and promoting homosexuality in Bangladesh. Several witnesses told police that the assailants shouted Allahu Akbar while fleeing. The killings resemble the murders of several secular bloggers and activists in Bangladesh over the past few years. A U.S. general said Tuesday the number of foreign fighters entering Iraq and Syria to join the Islamic State group has dropped to a tiny fraction of those entering a year ago. Deputy Commander for Operations and Intelligence for the U.S.-led coalition fighting IS, Major General Peter Gersten, told reporters via teleconference from Baghdad that there were between 1,500 and 2,000 foreign fighters entering Iraq and Syria each month when he deployed to Baghdad in mid-2015. He said the number is now about 200 a month. Officials say al-Shabaab militants in Somalia killed at least 8 government soldiers in an ambush near the town of Baidoa. A Somali military commander told VOA al-Shabaab fighters ambushed a military convoy sent to reinforce government forces at a base under attack. 13 government soldiers were wounded. Security officials in Yemen say they have retaken the southern city of Mukalla a day after reports that Yemeni fighters killed more than 800 al-Qaeda militants in a single offensive. The death toll could not be independently verified. Yemeni forces entered Mukalla late Monday after 2 days of heavy airstrikes. The coastal town has been controlled by al-Qaeda in the Arabian Peninsula for the past year. A poll released Tuesday indicates 6 out of 10 Brazilians believe a new election could resolve the country's political crisis. The Ibope poll showed 62% of Brazilians want leftist leader Dilma Rousseff and Vice President Michel Temer to stand down so a new election can be held. Ms. Rousseff faces an impeachment process. Some Venezuelans were surprised Monday by rolling 4-hour electricity blackouts. The blackouts are due to a drought that has rendered hydroelectric power plants nearly useless. The government says the power outages will last 40 days. President Nicolas Maduro's government announced power rationing on Monday in 18 of Venezuela's 24 states. The capital, Caracas, has been spared. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.